My name is Daniela Garcia, is my last name. I am from Lima, Peru, and I was 19 years old when I moved to the US. I wasn't really ever planning to leave Peru or come to the US. One of my uncles is a professor, and he was teaching at a school here, and I just came because I was kind of curious. Like it wasn't necessarily planned, so my life turned out very differently than what I thought it was. I moved to the US to Michigan to go to college. I eventually moved to Pittsburgh for graduate school. And I met my husband there, and he is from Pittsburgh. And so that's why we live here. I am a social worker. What feels good to me about it is that I am genuinely interested in it. And that helps me because it's obviously also my job. My parents were social activists, and I kind of just always grew up with that mindset. And so I started as a psychology major in college because I knew I wanted to do that kind of work. But then I quickly realized I was also interested in society as a whole. So I switched to social work, and it's just always felt like a good fit. And I love working as a therapist. I work at a local nonprofit, helping people that might not have insurance or might not have the means to pay for therapy. Peru is a smaller country, and so it's easier to go from one place to another. Right here, a road trip sometimes takes so long. I guess our cultures are different, but it also depends where in the US you are. Some cultures have a lot of Latinos, which is what my culture is. And so those places don't feel that different. Lima is right on the Pacific Ocean, so I grew up going to the beach a lot and having much warmer weather. I love Peruvian food. Everything you've heard is true. It's very, very good. And it's affordable. Like you can go out and get like a really good meal for not a lot of money, which I miss kind of that street food. And I miss the beach, which is not exclusive to Peru. I could move somewhere in the US that also has a beach, but I do miss having that really close by. So Machu Picchu is between the Andes and the Amazon. You have Cusco, which is this smaller town. I mean, it's not a small city, but it's smaller than Lima. And then you have to like make your way to Machu Picchu because it's up there. You have to take a train, and some people hike. That's the Inca Trail. So most people fly into Lima, stay in Lima for a couple of days, and then fly to Cusco to go to Machu Picchu. So I think more people are starting to visit Lima just for Lima. Before it was just kind of like a pit stop. It's gotten more popular in the recent years. I was actually supposed to go. I had my tickets to go right before COVID, and I had to cancel my trip. But Peru kind of quickly became a focal point in COVID. It was like top 10 in the world for cases. But I think what was happening was there are just areas in Peru that are really densely populated, and so it was spreading much more. So our hospitals were getting pretty overwhelmed. Because it's a much smaller country, there are just things that our government can do, and our government works differently. Like, we don't have governors for each province. Something that was put in place the same week that quarantine started here in Allegheny County, Peru fully shut down. So they shut down the borders, they shut down like every business, everything just had a curfew. People weren't allowed to eat indoors. And so it was really, really strict. It has shifted in the recent couple of months, kind of like how we saw here in the summer. So we have opposite seasons. So Peru right now is heading into summer, just like we're heading into winter. And so they are starting to allow indoor dining, like at limited capacity, but I don't know how long that'll last. Okay, so I've been to Argentina, Colombia, I've been to Venezuela, I've been to Bolivia. And I think, we're all neighbors. I've only experienced like good vibes from other people. Even when traveling, I backpacked in Peru a few years ago, and I met people from all over that were backpacking there, and it was fun. You just kind of meet different people, and we kind of, I think, see each other as cousins, like we're neighbors, right? Pretty close relationship. Unless we're playing each other in soccer, then it's like something really different. I think some of the most difficult things I've just been being away from my family. So that is really hard. Obviously, I'm married here, so my husband and I are a family too. But I think probably my most difficult memories around that are just missing Christmases or not being able to be there for important times in my family.